T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go to Aaron Katursky, our ABC News senior investigative reporter, who's in New York City now with the latest on the probe into Epstein's suicide. Are we convinced now that it was, in fact, a suicide? Everybody has settled on that, Aaron?
Yeah, the authorities are convinced. They haven't released the full cause and manner of death yet because they're waiting for any photos or videos or witness accounts that could bolster the forensic conclusion that the feds might turn up. But the medical examiner's office, despite that, is confident, I'm told, that it was a suicide by hanging. And now the question is, why was he left basically alone and largely unsupervised for a period of hours? And that's what the feds are trying to dig into now.
Has it revealed a lot of problems at this facility, or is this kind of a one-off? I heard someone talking last night about they've only had one other suicide in 40 years. Well, I'm not sure if that's true or not.
And that's the interesting part, right? They suicides at MCC Manhattan are rare. This one was a big one. And so there's some questions about what the attorney general has called irregularities and failures. But the guards union has complained for a long time about chronic understaffing, complained about overtime. You know, a couple of the guards that were on duty the night Epstein was found had been on their fifth overtime shift. And one of the guards apparently wasn't even a guard. New York Times and Associated Press report that it wasn't even a proper corrections officer. Not that that necessarily matters, because nobody was checking on him every 30 minutes as protocol required. So there were a lot of breakdowns here. And, you know, the speculation is it could have been intentional, could have been an accident. But in the absence of any clarity, the speculation is only fueled.
In your years of covering stories like this, Aaron, is it crazy to suggest that this could have been a paid hit on this guy?
No, it's not crazy. I mean, that happens. But, you know, it's hard to, but there's no evidence of it yet. You know, it's just speculation. And yes, we know of his high profile associations. And yes, he probably could have and maybe even would have named names had his case gone to trial. And so maybe there was an interest that some people had in not having their, you know, their lurid sex life exposed. But then again, are we really to believe that, you know, someone got to somebody to pay off a guard, to take a coffee break, to leave him alone, to commit suicide? I mean, who knows? It still seems a bit far-fetched. And it is still possible that a 66-year-old man who was used to life's creature comforts with six different homes and two private jets and untold millions finds himself in the position of facing life in prison, decides to take his own life.
Yeah. Tell me what happened yesterday. The FBI actually went back out to the private island that Epstein owned in the Caribbean?
Yeah, the same task force that arrested him back on July 6th went to his U.S. Virgin Islands compound looking for evidence of others who may be involved. They want to know about his inner circle. They want to see if they can connect what they've heard from alleged victims to any documents or records that they find at the compound. You know, it's been 14 years since these allegations first surfaced, so the likelihood they find something incriminating now seems like a long shot. But they're confident, based on what they found at the Manhattan Mansion and the Palm Beach Estate, that maybe there are still some incriminating things there. So they went and had a look.
Did anybody speak after yesterday's raid?
No, nobody. And we're not sure that they are, you know, close to criminal charges of anyone else. I mean, I think victims, though, and the attorney general's comments have reflected this, are really upset. You know, they thought finally, after almost 15 years of going through this with the allegations and with the fits and starts with the case, that they were finally close to getting some kind of day in court. And now he's dead. So he's not going to be prosecuted, and he's been the only one charged in the conspiracy.
Yeah.
So until there are additional criminal charges brought, no one is going to be held accountable.
You think that's likely? Is there anybody who is now under the microscope? Anybody we can identify at the moment? I saw that one woman that he worked with. I don't want to inappropriately tarnish her.
Well, Ghislaine Maxwell is a British socialite, and she's been accused by alleged victims of being effectively Jeffrey Epstein's madam. But you know, that's never been tested in criminal court, and she has long denied the accusation.
Yeah, and the attorney general says co-conspirators should not rest easy.
No, so, and he says, you know, the case is going to continue, but they, you know, so far he has been the only one charged, and when he reached his non-prosecution agreement back in 2008, other co-conspirators who had been rumored, and there were several others, were also prohibited from being charged, and we're not sure whether prosecutors in New York would necessarily abide by that.
Yeah, can I ask you a semi-sensitive question?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
You know, looking on blogs last night and this morning, there are a lot of people who are saying that the network news has been given directives not to cover this in certain ways. Have you been given any guidance that's unusual by your editors or the people who are executives at ABC? Or do you feel under watch as you report on this?
Under pressure? No, not at all. It's not at all.
Okay, I appreciate it. I'm going to ask the question, and I appreciate your candor. Aaron Katursky, our ABC News senior investigative reporter, who is with us a lot every week, live from New York City. Appreciate it, Aaron. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.